Happy Wednesday morning. We're about to knock out another month, which is mind-blowing. I thank God for the opportunity to speak this week. Hate when I miss. Definitely hated last week being at the hospital with my dad. And I know I already hit on it, but definitely thank everybody for your prayers and thoughts. God is faithful. That's about all. One of the most powerful things God's been showing me lately is he's extremely faithful to his word. He's faithful to his people in spite of us messing up or our faults or our shortcomings. He doesn't leave us just because we mess up or we let him down. He's a good, good father. So let's pray this morning and we'll jump into the word. And hopefully we have a word that will encourage us and strengthen us this morning. Father, Lord, we come to you in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. We come to you through the only way that you created, through the only way possible, and that is through the blood of your Son, Jesus, the perfect lamb, the perfect sacrifice. And God, we appreciate you. We thank you for everything that you continue to show us, everything that you continue to help us with, heal us from, and deliver us from. Lord Jesus, this morning I pray that you will open our hearts in such a way, God, that we can be encouraged, that we can dare, God, to be different, that we can dare to believe your word, that we can dare to follow you in spite of everything going on, Lord, because you will never disappoint us and you'll never let us down. This morning, I pray that you will use me as what in whatever ways that you choose fit to encourage and help your people. We pray these things by faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Scripture this morning comes out of Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Probably one of the more famous stories in the New Testament, the woman with the issue of blood. I was talking to Alex this morning, and I don't recall that I've ever actually taught from the scripture. Maybe I have, I just don't remember. But it's a powerful story. So we'll jump, it's in several of the Gospels, but I want to pick up in Mark chapter 5, verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. Verse 27, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. Verse 28, for she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power, your version may say virtue, had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched me? This morning, brothers and sisters, I want to encourage us and know that God is exactly who he says he is. I went to the hospital last Tuesday. And I got there late in the afternoon, and it was actually up in Chattanooga, and it was a newer wing of the hospital that I don't believe ever been before. And it was massive. There were people everywhere. My mom had met me up there and gave me instructions on how to get to my dad's room. She had gave me instructions on what elevator to take and these different things. And so I had my clothes because I was going to stay overnight. I had my bag with me, and I went to the exact door that she told me to go to. I followed the instructions exactly that she gave me. And when I walked up to the door was locked. And instantly, I was anxious. I was nervous. Did I not understand what she said? Did I not follow instructions? So I went to another door, and it was locked, and another door, and it was locked. So I called my mom and I was like, Mom, did I misunderstand you? And she goes back over the instructions and she says, no, you're at the right door. And I'm like, well, it was 7:30. And I was like, well, maybe it locks. And so I began to read signs and I'm like, well, I guess it is locked. So I'm trying to find another way in. And I'm nervous because I don't want my dad to be by himself. I'm scared that what if something happens while I'm down here fooling around? Should I have not, got here earlier so this didn't happen? And I began to talk to God. And I said, God, can I please have a little favor? God, can you give me a little favor right now? Because I'm in a situation that I need your help. And I know there's another way in this hospital, but God, I don't want to spend 45 minutes, 30 minutes, whatever it may be, to go back to my car and walk and drive around and find another way in. You know, God, I don't know if my dad's nervous because somebody's not with him and all these things. And I begin to explain my emotions to God. And as soon as I said, God, can I get a little favor? A gentleman yells at me, hey, hey. And I turn around and he's opened the locked door. And I walk up to him and he says, come on, man, I got you. And this man has never seen me before. This man has no idea of the situation that I'm in, but God knew. God knew what I stood in need of, and before I could even get my request fully out to God, God was answering my prayer request. And this man not only let me in the door, he says, listen, man, I was working upstairs doing some cleaning, doing some things, and he said, I thought I heard something down here. So this man has walked down a couple flights of stairs. This man has took time out of his job and out of what he, you know, needs to do. And he's come, let someone in that he has no idea who they are. And without me even asking, this man walked with me through several elevators, through several turns, through several doors, and took me to the elevator that was less than 30 seconds away from my dad's room. And I share that story this morning to let you know and to remind me that God is faithful. It doesn't matter if you're looking to get into a hospital or if you're looking for a healing or if you're looking for a job opportunity or if you're looking for some guidance or your kids are not behaving or your wife or your husband is not listening. Know that God is right there. Know that God is wanting to help you. Know that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob is the God of Alex or John or Kevin or Lace or Joshua or whomever it may be. The God of Abraham should hold the same power when you hear the God of Alan or the God of John or whomever it may be. This morning, this lady in the scripture knew that she needed a healing. She had absolutely exhausted everything that she knew to do. How many of us this morning have tried it our way? How many of us this morning have tried to manipulate the situation or make it better on our own or work our way into happiness or work our way into success? And there always seems to be a roadblock. Well, this morning I have good news. This lady had decided that, listen, I've tried it my way. She was real with herself. She looked within herself and she realized that, listen, my way's not working. And brothers and sisters, this morning when I was at that hospital, I knew that my way wasn't working. I knew that as my dad sat in that hospital room, I was absolutely helpless and hopeless without the power of God. Without the relationship that I have with God, I could do absolutely nothing for my dad. I could do absolutely nothing for anybody if I don't have that relationship with the creator of the universe. So this morning, I have good news for you. God doesn't want us to focus on the fact that if we've tried it our way and we've tried it our way and we've tried it our way and we keep hitting roadblocks or we keep failing, he's wanting us to realize that it's not working. He doesn't want us to focus on our failure necessarily, but he wants us to focus on the truth. I was talking to Alex this morning, and when I was a kid, one of the games that we love to play, and I play it with my kids sometime, is Truth or Dare. And I can remember playing Truth or Dare. I can remember when we played it a lot of times, you know, we'd play it with boys and girls. And I would choose dare. I would choose to do something crazy because I didn't want one of my friends to ask me, did I have a crush on Susie or so-and-so? because I didn't want to be embarrassed or I didn't want to feel uncomfortable, I was willing to do some things that, you know, were silly or crazy or really most of the time pretty stupid. But because I understood that if I had to tell the truth, that would reveal something on the inside of me. It would reveal that I had a crush on her. But this morning, I would encourage us to know that God's not asking us truth or dare. I believe this morning, God is asking us truth and dare. I believe God wants us to be like this woman with the issue of blood, and He wants us to be truthful with ourselves. He wants us to understand that we've tried it and we've messed up and we failed and we keep failing and we'll keep failing until we turn it over to Him. But I want to encourage us this morning to know that if we can realize and be truthful with ourselves, then God is daring us to believe. This woman with the issue of blood was truthful with herself, and she dared herself to do something different. This morning, brothers and sisters, I ask you to be truthful with yourself, and I dare you to do something different. I dare you to believe God in spite of. I dare you to believe that the same power that raised Christ Jesus from the dead is on the inside of you. I dare you to believe that God wants you blessed. I dare you to believe that God wants you encouraged and strengthened. He's called you to be a prophet to the nations. He's called you to be a leader. He's called you to help save your family. You are important. One of the greatest lies the enemy tells to the people of God is that they're not important, or they'll never be enough, or they failed, or their sin is too great. But this morning I have good news. The Bible says that Jesus shed His blood, the perfect blood of the Lamb, and it redeems us and it forgives us and it restores us back to right relationship with the Father. Brothers and sisters, don't read the story like the woman with the issue of blood had used all the means and the money that she had and she failed. Imagine the frustration that she had. No doubt, I believe she went to the best physicians of the time. I believe she went to the greatest of doctors that were available. I believe she was willing to pay it all, and she literally, I believe, paid it all. I believe she was broke at this point. I believe she had exhausted everything that she knew to do. When I talk to my brothers or sisters in Christ, they explain to me, yeah, but God wants me to do my part. And yes, I agree to that. God doesn't want us to be lazy, and God doesn't want us to just lay down, but God does want us to be truthful. He wants us to be truthful with ourselves. The hardest thing I probably ever do in my life is evaluate myself. I can evaluate my wife. I can be truthful about my kids or my dad or my brother or my sister-in-law. I can tell you everything good and everything wrong with them. But this morning, can I be truthful about what's going on the inside of me? This morning, I can tell you that when I sat in that hospital, I was terrified. I was scared. I was anxious. I was frustrated, and I was mad. And as I felt these feelings, I began to feel a little condemned, to be honest. I began to feel a little fake, to be honest, because I'm supposed to be, you know, powerful. I'm supposed to be anointed by the Lord. But what God has been teaching me and showing me is just because I'm truthful doesn't mean I'm weak. Just because I was able to get to a point and say, God, I'm scared. God, I'm nervous. God, I don't know what's going to happen. Just because my faith was wavering a little bit, just because I was mad and frustrated and these feelings, just because those things were happening on the inside of me did not mean that I wasn't going to dare and believe God. I said, God, I feel these things, but I know what your scripture said. So I began to pray God's scripture back to him. I began to tell God, God, you are who you say you are. And those things began to encourage me, and those things began to uplift me. So then I could pray. Then I could believe God. Then I could lay hands and pray the prayer of faith and watch God perform miracles. You know, when we read the scripture and we read about this woman with the issue of blood, it's a great story. And we get to see the end of the story, how the Bible says that when she touched Jesus, that Jesus felt virtue or power go out from him. And the woman was scared because she didn't want Jesus to get upset. But then instantly the issue of blood that she had been dealing with for 12 years was completely gone in one touch, in one moment. But I don't want us to lose the fact of how frustrated and scared and nervous she was for those 12 years. I don't want us to lose the fact of, I'm sure she was frustrated, and I know a lot of us are frustrated at times. I know a lot of us don't understand things at times. I know a lot of us try to make A and B fit together, and sometimes they just don't. And that's good news this morning, brothers and sisters, because if we get frustrated, I believe that then there's an opportunity for us to be truthful. I believe there's an opportunity for us to look at it and say, God, I'm frustrated. Never try to hide your emotions from the God that created them. Never try to hide your sin from the God that can see everything. Never try to hide your heart from the God that created it and has the ability to heal it. This woman was frustrated. She was no doubt at her wit's end, so to speak. And when she dared to believe that if she could step out in a moment of being uncomfortable, if she would dare to believe that she could just reach out one more time to this physician, because he's different. And brothers and sisters, we serve a God that's different. We serve a God that doesn't do it the way the world does it. We serve a God that it may not make sense to you and me at times, but he is a good Father. He'll be there every time. He was the only one at 2 or 3 in the morning when I was awake in that hospital that I could talk to. And he was right there with me, and he never left me, and he never disappointed me. Yes, I got frustrated. Yes, I maybe didn't understand, but God was a God that held my hand the whole time. And this morning, he wants you and I to know that he will never, ever, ever leave us. He's always right there for a touch. He's always right there for a healing. He's always right there to hold us in the midnight hour. Here the past, I don't know, couple weeks, I've watched my kids create their own business. Isabel and Joshua have a couple little 3D printers, and Isabel makes bracelets that I would highly encourage nobody to order because they are extremely expensive. She's upset with me now. If you want a place to order, you can call me. But she makes these bracelets, and she comes up with her own prices, and she has receipts, and Joshua does his 3D printing, and she has these things. And their prices are probably a little high. But every day when I come home, they have a new order for me most of the time. And I'm able to buy them from them. And I watch them go from idea to idea. I watch them go from, well, if this is working, then let me try it this way. I watch them go from working hard and harder. And I watch them, their minds are just forever turning. Their minds are forever trying to think of the next greatest things. So I don't beat them up over the price. I want to encourage them because they're going from greatness to greatness. And I can only imagine that's how God, being the best Father of all, is looking at us and saying, listen, your ideas may not be the greatest at times. You may not understand what the real world looks like, but I'm still here encouraging you. I'm still here to uplift you. I want you to seek after me. The greatest thing probably of my day is when I get home and my kids run to me with their orders, or they run to me with their next great ideas, or they run to me and they want to throw a ball or hit a ball or whatever it may be. Brothers and sisters, this morning, I dare you to reach out and believe God. I dare you to believe God in spite of you thinking you failed him. I dare you to believe God in spite of you thinking that you've let him down too many times. I dare you to believe God in spite of you thinking that you're never going to be enough. Because the truth is, you and I will never be enough without him. If God's not there with us, we'll never be enough. We'll never be powerful. We'll never be able to get delivered if the Father doesn't come with us. In closing this morning, I thought about my trip to the hospital, how on the way up there, traffic was awful. I was frustrated and anxious the whole time, how I couldn't get in the door. And Lord, I about broke out in a cold sweat because I couldn't get in there. And I thought about me being nervous for myself, being scared for my dad, being scared for a bunch of different reasons. And at the end of the night at 1 or 2 in the morning when I tried to lay down with him, whatever time it was, I thought about these things and my anxiousness, my nervousness, my being scared and worried didn't help the situation at all. I could have left every one of those emotions out and just believed God, and God would have took that man from upstairs and brought him to the door. I'll probably never in my life see that man again, but he forever changed my life because he was willing to come down a couple flights of stairs and help somebody that was completely lost find his dad. He was willing to take a couple minutes and show me something that he knew really, really well. He knew the hospital like the back of his hand, no doubt. What a more powerful story that could have been if I would have just believed God, if I would have not been anxious and frustrated at traffic. If when the door was locked, I could have instantly prayed to God instead of calling everybody else and trying to fix it my way. What if I would have just said, God, if you could give me some favor, and God would have showed up with that man. And then that man would have took me to my dad's room. What a powerful story. And I began to talk to God about that. And God told me, but look at your story. Look at how frustrated and mad and anxious and scared and worried you were. And I still made it work, Alan. You see, brothers and sisters, God's daring us to get that dream that we've always had to grab it back again. Because our mess ups and our mishaps and our failings and our sin, it cannot stop us from the will of God if we're willing to trust God. If we're willing to say, God, you show me the truth. God, you show me the truth within me. God, you show me the truth that will deliver me. You show me the truth that will help me and inspire me and encourage me for another day. I wish I would have been the God's man of power for the hour and prayed without being nervous and scared at that hospital. But I thank God this morning that just like this woman with the issue of blood could be frustrated and scared and at her wit's end, because God knows I was at my wit's end, that God still sends miracles when we're at our wit's end. Brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you this morning that if God will send a man to open the door for me, I promise you God will send somebody your way. I promise you God will send somebody to help you and strengthen you and bless you and encourage you. But the man that God sent for all of us was his son Jesus, the great physician that this woman was willing to reach out and touch. She dared herself to do something she's never done before to get a result that she's never had before. And that's what I leave you with this morning, is I dare you to do something, to reach out, to do something you've never done before, because you want to get something from God you've never had before. Let's pray. Father God, I honor you this morning. I thank you, God, for your faithfulness. And I thank you for that man that opened that door for me, God. Lord, I pray that you bless him. And God, I pray that you bless my brothers and sisters in this call and all the people that will hear this message. And I pray that you will reveal to them that their best days are ahead. I pray that you will reveal to them that greater is he that is in them than he that is in the world. I pray that, God, they will dare to reach out and touch you. They will dare to reach out and touch the great physician. They will dare and reach out and touch the Son of God. This morning, Lord, I pray for their healing, and I pray for their deliverance, and I pray for our strength, God. I pray that we can be encouraged, and God, more than anything, we can be real. We can be truthful with ourselves, not to beat us up and not to feel condemned, but to know that there's a better way, and it's your way, God. Lord, I pray for Brother Kevin's business. God, I pray that you'll continue to open the floodgates of heaven. Lord, I pray not only for a blessing in business, but I pray for a blessing in the way that they handle the business. That you will give them ways and paths into people's lives that can help them and bless them and make things easier and less frustrating, God. I pray that you will bless their families. I pray that you will strengthen them and guide them all the days of their life. God, I pray these things by faith in you and believe you're exactly who you say. In Jesus' name, amen.